So the first question I have for you is really, what was your reaction whenever you first saw there would be no spring break and the semester would start a week later?
So I guess the first thing I noticed about like the whole spring break thing is that it was very similar to the cutoff for fall break. And it's just kind of like a realization that next semester is going to be just as hard as this semester was, considering we don't get a break anymore.
Right. And when you say the semester's hard, is it made or what makes it? I know there's a lot of things going on, obviously, but
Right.
what mainly contributes to that? Is it the going virtual? Is it the going without a break? Or is it just a combination of things?
I think it's a combination of the transitions to using Canvas and all the online classes, as well as like having teachers who aren't normally online kind of not really be prepared to teach online or not fully knowing how to like give a student their how to give a student like their most attention. Because online it was like it's just assignment after assignment, no lecture, no one-on-one time with a professor. So having to do that again for another semester without a break and just having to kind of power through the next few months is going to be difficult.
Yeah, I also talked to the student body president, Emma Hoitia, just about this as well, and she said that students are really hitting a wall this semester because of the no fall break. This is around the time you would usually have that. In your experience, does that seem to be true that most students are kind of hitting a wall now that they don't have a break where they usually do?
A lot of people I know right now, because right now when we would be in fall break, we're all actually in midterm, and everyone's like ridiculously overwhelmed with all the regular homework we have to do on top of now the midterms, which a lot of my midterms are essay-based, and one of them I had to do with like a 10-page paper, which was super overwhelming considering that typically it would just be a multiple choice exam that I can study for and I can go to lecture for and I can study with people, but now it was really like you're on your own.
Right. And did you, I don't know if you, as far as thoughts with the schedule changes, is there anything else you would have liked to have seen done by Bradley, made maybe looked at an alternate way to work around things, or do you think this was the best decision they could have made?
I feel like they could have given us some sort of break, not just for the students, but also for like the faculty and the professors. Like, we're all working really hard right now, and if professors can't give a break, they're only going to push us to do more. And everything's already difficult as it is. And I know they've been talking about trying to implement a pass/fail for grades. So I think looking into that would also like be very beneficial for students.
Yeah, can we can you kind of go a little more into that? One thing Emma said as well about the pass/fail is that, you know, this semester has been just as hard, if not harder, than fall semester when pass/fail was implemented. Really, can you just discuss what the benefits of having pass/fail would be and why students think that's important?
Yeah, so I actually, Emma and I actually gave a talk to the University Senate to kind of talk about all this, and we did research saying that online learning isn't a quality education, so the education that we're getting right now is less than quality, and it's not fair for us to be graded on a regular grading scale when we're kind of not at that same advantage of being in person, so that pass/fail not only would help us kind of be a little less overwhelmed, but it would also kind of be at the same level of quality of education that we're given.
Right. Is there anything that I haven't asked you about as far as the schedule or pass/fail that you want to add?
Just that, I guess, I feel like Bradley right now is more concerned about not having COVID cases than they are about the quality of education that we're getting.